Support for Talk Business and Politics is provided by Centennial Bank. Centennial Bank offering commercial loans, personal loans, and home equity lines of credit. With branches across Northeast Arkansas, in person, online at my100bank.com or at 870-268-2300. Centennial Bank is an equal housing lender and member FDIC.
I'm Roby Brock. Welcome to this edition of Talk Business and Politics. In 2016, voters passed a constitutional amendment allowing for medical marijuana sales. In the 21 months since its passage, legislators have adopted rules, a commission has processed applications, and the courts have doled out legal opinions. The bottom line is, there still isn't any medical marijuana for sale in Arkansas, and the prospects look dim for any change to that diagnosis. Talk Business and Politics' Wes Brown and I discuss the latest Arkansas Medical Marijuana Commission meeting. It's been a collision in the realm of medical marijuana, which has been where you've been spending a lot of your time lately.
Yeah, it's, you know, a collision of business and something else, you know, so yeah.
All right, so I guess just to kind of catch everybody up, the five cultivation centers that were awarded licenses that have been the subject of litigation for the last several months have basically gotten their green light and their licenses have been awarded, which may lead to some more litigation. Now we move to the dispensaries. I think 32 dispensaries.
Yeah, and up to 40 locations, yeah.
Mm. How will those dispensaries be chosen, which was at the root of the legal action about the cultivation centers and how they were chosen?
Well, we'll figure out exactly how they're going to be chosen in about a week, but what a decision the State Medical Marijuana Commission decided on Thursday night approved a measure, a proposal to hire an outside or independent consultant. They have to do a bid, a national bid, to find a firm. There, and apparently there aren't many firms that do this kind of scoring and reviewing and grading medical marijuana dispensaries, which are the retail locations. They're going to put a bid out for that, and then they'll come back and choose. The commission will have the final authority on choosing it, but they want the consultant to do the scoring and reviewing and then basically hand the final results to them.
And the part of the reason for that is to get away from the criticism that they received in the cultivation center license review process of that the commissioners were somehow slanted in their views, that there was even allegations by one that there might have been a bribe attempted at that. I want to come back to that in a second. But so I guess all of this is to say, do you expect litigation to be over now?
No. At the meeting on Thursday night, they have created a forum where they can entertain the Arkansas Beverage Control Board will entertain complaints and legal challenges before they go to the court system. So, and that was kind of the argument that the Supreme Court made on July 10th when they handed it back to the commission, that first, let's go through the process of filing these complaints before the commission and allow the Beverage Control Board to handle these complaints, and then if we don't resolve it there, then we can move to the court.
Which is how it kind of works in other state agencies.
Right, yes,
It sounds like the ABC may be requesting some more money in this next legislative session.
I think they're going to do. They're going to need more money and more staff.
All right, so this was, there was some colorful commentary in the meeting on Thursday. I'm going to read a quote here. Let's say, this is from Carlos Roman, who's one of the five commissioners on the Medical Marijuana Commission. Complaining about the fact that their integrity was questioned in terms of the selection process. Let's say you worked for Vladimir Putin, right? And he said, okay, you either get me a medical marijuana license or I'm going to blow up plutonium in your face, or you give me a license and I give you a bunch of rubles. Mm-hmm. The reality is you didn't have the ability to make that happen because you're only 20% of the vote.
Right.
Does he have a point?
Well, the point is that these commissions, one, they're part-time. In the scoring system of these medical marijuana applications, they didn't get to talk to each other, and they had some other parts of the scoring system where there were bonus points. And there's it's a 500 point scoring system, and their basic attitude is that we didn't really influence. We had these 90 over 90 applications. We looked at them, we studied them, and we gave grades to them, and our one vote didn't affect the whole outcome. That's that kind
so
of.
So he does have a point.
Yeah, he does.
All right. Mm-hmm. So last question for you. When is medical marijuana going to be available to Arkansans?
Well, I'll tell you what one commissioner, Travis Story, said. He said, basically, even if you get this a proposal to hire a consultant, it has to be approved by the legislatures, which is going to take place in the next few weeks. We'll see. And there are some lawmakers that are not don't like this idea. They want to keep it in the hand of the commission. Let's say you get their approval. Then you have 30 to 6 days to do what is called a RFP or a bid proposal to outside consultants. And then you got to get these proposals back. That could take 30 to 60 days. I think they were being really good in saying 30 to 60 days. I think it's going to take longer.
Yeah.
Then they have to go back and grade over 200. It's 203 applications for dispensaries out there. So they have to grade those, bring them back to them. And by Story said he, but at best, it's going to take best case scenario. It'll be in November, December before this done. Then if you have 6 months to, let's say it takes 6 months to build a cultivation center, then it takes 6 months to grow marijuana.
Yeah.
That's another year. That's all of 2019. So at earliest, best case scenario, 2020.
And this was passed by voters in 2016.
2016. Yeah, and people are getting frustrated, and it's going to be interesting to see if there can be any, like you said, even if you speed it up, best case scenario is 2020.
That's Wes Brown, senior analyst and reporter for Talk Business and Politics. You can catch our full interview online at talkbusiness.net. That's all for this edition of Talk Business and Politics. I'm Roby Brock. We'll see you next time.
Support for Talk Business and Politics is provided by Centennial Bank. Centennial Bank offering commercial loans, personal loans, and home equity lines of credit. With branches across Northeast Arkansas, in person, online at my100bank.com or at 870-268-2300. Centennial Bank is an equal housing lender and member FDIC.